Brothers and sisters, how are you today?
弟兄姐妹平安。
你都好吗？
你们好。
赞美耶稣。
赞美耶稣。
赞美我们的主啊。We bring the sacrifice of praise to the Lord today as we come together.
我们今天把赞美的祭带到主的面前。
We have so much to praise Him for.
我们有很多需要赞美他的。
And the blessings that God gives us make us rich. They don't bring us any sorrow.
神给我们的祝福使我们富足不带任何的愁苦
Even though it is springtime and we still have rain and cold
虽然是春天了我们还有这个下雨而且冷
We rejoice in the Lord
我们还是靠主欢喜
Even though 5 more days till we have to pay our taxes
甚至还有几天就要付税了
We still rejoice in the Lord
我们还是欢喜
Because he is so much greater than all of those things.
因为他比一切都大。
I always count it a privilege as I minister here with you wonderful brothers and sisters at True Light.
感谢主 Pastor Rick, 很高兴能一起跟我们一起来侍奉神。
And I thank Pastor John for making this possible along with the elders of the church.
感谢主让我们教会都有这样的机会。
Every time I stand before you,
每次 Pastor Rick 来到我们中间
I recall the early days of True Light.
他都记得真光早期的日子。
And then through the years, the way that God has brought us to this time that we are at right now.
想到神这么多年一直如何带领我们。
I have watched the Lord bring together a group of people that I believe are, according to His perfect plan, supposed to be right here in True Light.
神照他自己美好的旨意把他的自己的人带来这里。
And I pray that you feel as you are here today, I am here because God wants me here.
我想大家都应该感受到我在这里是神要我来的。
Are you here because God wants you here?
你来是不是神要你来这里?
Say amen.
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 All right. God bless you. Today we're going to be speaking on an unusual topic, but a very important topic in the Word of God.
今天我们来思考一个不太寻常的题目，当然是神给我们的一个信息。
It is one of the most misunderstood parts of God's Word.
也是一个关于神话语中不容易为人理解的题目。
And that is whether language and tongues come from heaven or hell.
就是说言语和方言是从天堂或是地狱来的呢?
And we're going to take you through the Word of God, and we're going to let you, through the Word of God, decide when language and tongues are from heaven or from hell.
让我们透过神的话语一起来学习,那么言语和方言是从天堂还是地狱来的?
And so I ask you to, first of all, turn with me to the book of Genesis.
首先我们一起来看创世纪的几处经文
And you will find scriptures up here.
我们看到投影片都有把经文记录下来
And then also if you have your Bible, it's always good to look into the Word of God yourself.
那如果你有圣经我鼓励你打开圣经自己来看
May I make this statement as I begin my message today?
在今天信息开始的时候我要说这样的话
The reason I can talk today
我今天之所以能跟你讲话
and Pastor John can interpret for me
彭牧师可以翻译
is that when God created us He gave us a tongue and with the tongue we could begin to speak words
就是神给我们舌头让我们能够把话语表达出来
So the first thing we need to understand is that language is from God
所以首先我们要知道的言语语言是从神来的
God is the author of the ability that we have to speak
神给了我们能力让我们能够讲话
And when we look into the book of Genesis
所以当我们看创世纪的时候
We recognize that God spoke this world that we live in into existence
我们看到神是透过他的话语把世界创造出来
So in Genesis chapter 1 we know that GodSaid many, many times in the first chapter these words of creation.
我们从创世纪第一章看到神多次的说话，于是世界就被创造出来。
First of all, look at verse 6, Genesis chapter 1.
我们首先来看创世纪第一章第六节。
God said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters and let it divide the waters from the waters.
第六节，神说诸水之间要有空气，将水分为上下。
We can go up earlier in the chapter and we can see in verse 3, God said, let there be light, and there was light.
第三节说，神说要有光，就有了光。
So we understand that God was the first voice that we understand from the very beginning. And if we look into John chapter 1, we know that it starts with the beginning also.
我们知道神是第一个声音，那我们如果看约翰福音第一章，也是看到神是用话语。
Because in John chapter 1 in the New Testament, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God.
约翰福音第一章一节说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
Who is the Word?
那什么是道呢？
Jesus is the Word.
耶稣就是那道。
So Jesus existed in the very beginning, at the time of creation, as the Word that brought this world into existence.
耶稣就是在太初的那道，把这个世界创造出来。
And He, the Word, became flesh and dwelt among us.
那他这道也成为我们中间的道成肉身。
Now the very next voice that we see in the Bible, and the very next words that are spoken by God's creation, who is Adam.
那么下一个声音我们要学习的，就是神所创造的亚当，他所说的话。
Where did Adam get his language?
那么亚当的言语从哪里来呢？
What language did he speak?
他讲的言语是哪里来的呢？学的呢？
Where did his tongue and ability to speak come from?
他的舌头，他的言语是从哪里来的呢？
It came from God.
当然是从神来的。
God gave Adam the ability to speak.
神给亚当一个说话的能力。
And he also told Adam as he placed before him all the animals that he had created, that he should give them names.
于是神把他所创造的野地各样走兽带到亚当面前，要他给他们起名字。
So in chapter 2 and verse 19,
那么在创世纪二章十九节，
you'll find that out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them, and whatever Adam called them, the living creature, that was its name.
十九节，耶和华神用土所造的野地各样走兽和空中各样飞鸟都带到那人面前，看他叫什么，那人怎样叫各样的活物，那就是他的名字。
You say, as you are here today, do you mean that Adam spoke forth the name for every animal that was created?
那么你可能会有一种想法，是不是亚当帮所有动物起名字的？
Yes, he did.
确实是如此。
Now you might ask me, what language did he speak?
那你问亚当讲的是哪一种语言呢？
Did he call dogs dogs in English, or did he use the word go?
Go. 那么亚当是用英文的 dog 还是中文的狗来给小狗起名字呢？
Did he use the word elephant for an elephant, or did he use the word
象？大象。
大象。What word did Adam use?
亚当用什么样的语言呢？
We do not know for sure.
我们不是很确定。
I will not tell you that it was English because I'm proud I speak English.
Pastor Ray 不会说，因为他自己很会讲英语，就是说亚当也用英语。
But it was a God-given voice that Adam had when he named the animals.
是神给他的一个声音，使他能够给动物起名字。
And he named every one of the animals, and he gave them also an understanding to all of us of what the animal is like.
那他给各样的走兽名字，也让我们借着这个名字知道那些走兽是怎样的。
Now look at verse 23 and 24, chapter 2.
那我们再看创世纪第二章二十三、二十四节。
We now see that Adam is speaking prophetically concerning his wife.
那我们看到亚当又有一个预言性的声音。
Verse 21 tells us the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept and he took out of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then verse 22, the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. Verse 23, and Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Then verse 24, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
21、22节提到神如何创造，透过亚当创造夏娃。 23节，那人说：“这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。因此，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。”
Now all of you women who are here today, you have names that were given to you by your parents.
女性的父母都给他们名字。
And that is your personal name that has been given by your parents.
那是你个人的名字，是从父母来的。But
the God-given name that Adam spoke for each of you is that you are women. You are a woman.
但是亚当透过神的声音所讲的。
So I compliment my wife many times.
很多时候 Pastor Rick 会叫他的妻子,
and I call her my woman.
是他的女人,
and she is my gift from God, just as Eve was the gift to Adam, and it was his God, his wife.
Pastor Rick的太太是神给他的礼物, 就像夏娃。
Do you have a woman, Pastor John?
Pastor John也有他的女人, Jenny.
Oh. Your woman is Jenny.
我的太太是Jenny.
John, do you have a woman?
钟伟弟兄也有他的妻子.
What is your woman's name?
Fred.
All right. Elder Chu, do you have a woman?
沈长老也有他的妻子.
Oh, we are blessed as men. Bone of our bone, flesh of our flesh. Adam spoke prophetically of woman.
亚当有一个预言性的发表, 这是女人。
So when Adam named all the animals, he spoke with the authority that God gave him to name the animals.
所以亚当首先用神给他权威性的声音来给动物起名字。
And then when Eve was given to Adam as his wife, he said, this is my woman.
然后当
And he said in the future, bone of bone, flesh of flesh, for this reason shall a man leave his father and mother, cleave to his wife, they shall be one.
他说将来的话，男人女人因此要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Now I ask you, so far has this language of Adam been from heaven or from hell?
那么请问 一直到现在亚当所说的语言是从天上来的还是地狱来的呢?
天上来的,是不是?
我们知道是从天上来的。So
now where does the language from hell begin to come in?
那么地狱而来的语言是哪里,怎么来的呢?
I want you to look at chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. Verse 1 and 5.
我们来看创世纪的第三章第一和第五节。
Here comes a voice that is in the garden, and it is the voice of a serpent.
这里看到在这个乐园里有一个声音，这乃是从蛇来的。And
the serpent comes and speaks to Eve and deceives Eve.
那么这个蛇对夏娃说话来欺骗她。
In fact, it is a lying voice that comes from Satan.
这是撒旦欺骗性的声音。
It is a questioning voice of the authority of God.
它是来挑战神的权威。
And so the language of Satan is not a language from heaven. He was put out of heaven, and now he speaks as a deceiver and a lying voice.
那么撒旦的声音不是从天上来的。 而是从一个欺骗者谎言的声音。
How sad that the pure language that Adam spoke now is bringing confusion to Eve because of a language from hell.
那么很可惜的就是本来是一个纯正从神来的声音现在却变成一个欺骗性的谎言。
Every one of us will hear languages, and we have a choice to hear languages from God or languages of the deceiver Satan.
啊，我们都有会听到声音，我们也可以选择要从神听还是从撒旦听到。
But we have to be able to discern what is from God and what is from Satan.
我们要有一个分辨的能力，是从神来的还是撒旦来的。
Eve did not discern.
啊，夏娃没有分辨。
And so what took place? The next voice that we see is the doubting voice that we see in Eve.
那么我们也听到夏娃啊怀疑性的声音。
Chapter 3 verse 2.
创世纪第三章第二节。
And the woman said to the serpent, We may eat the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden,God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.
女人对蛇说，园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说，你们不可吃，也不可摸，免得你们死。
How sad.
啊，多么的可惜。
She began to doubt what God said and listen to what Satan said.
她开始夏娃怀疑神的声音。于是撒旦就有他的声音。
She began to doubt the voice from heaven and began to listen to the voice of Satan from hell.
夏娃怀疑天上的声音，却相信撒旦从地狱来的声音。
We must be careful what voice we listen to.
我们要小心我们所听的声音。
Because there are those voices that we must listen to because they are the authoritative, the prophetic word of God.
有些声音我们必须要听的。是从神来的权威的预言性的声音。
But there are also lying spirits and deceptive spirits that speak with a voice that we must not listen to.
但是也有一些声音是谎言和欺骗性的，我们不需要听。
The next voice that we're looking at is in chapter 3, verse 10 to 12, the voice of Adam.
跟着下来，我们看亚当也有他的声音。是在创世纪三章十到十二节。
Adam has listened to his wife Eve.
亚当听了他妻子的声音。
Now, Eve has already been deceived.
夏娃已经被欺骗。
And now, Adam listens to Eve.
但是亚当却仍然听他的声音。
And Eve took of the fruit and gave it to his wife.Or to her husband to eat also.
那么夏娃吃了那果子，也给她的先生亚当去吃。
So the very next voice that we hear of Adam is a fallen Adam who has been deceived by the wrong voice and now is in sin.
那么下一个我们听到的是亚当一个堕落性的声音，他在最终堕落了。
In verse 9, God comes down to commune and speak with Adam. And he calls to him.
第九节，神来到乐园中来找亚当。
And Adam in verse 10 says, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And God says to Adam, verse 11, Who told you that you were naked?Have you eaten from the tree which I commanded you that you should not eat? Verse 12, Adam says, The woman whom you gave to me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate. And the Lord says in verse 13, to the woman, What is this you have done? The woman said, The serpent deceived me, and I ate.
第十节他说我在园中听见你的声音我就害怕因为我赤身露体我便藏了耶和华说谁告诉你赤身露体呢莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子吗那人说你所赐给我与我同居的女人她把那树上的果子给我我就吃了十三节耶和华神对女人说你做的是什么呢什么事呢女人说那蛇引诱我我就吃了
So let me review just for a moment.
我们来温习一下。
The first voice in Genesis at the beginning of creation is the creative voice of God.
我们来温习。首先，第一个声音是神创造性的声音。
The second voice is when God told Adam to name the animals, and it is the authoritative work and voice of Adam.
第二个声音是神给亚当一个权威性的声音。
And then the next voice is the deceiving voice of Satan.
然后就是撒旦欺骗性的声音。
So quickly, the languages from God are distorted by the language of the devil.
我们看到神的声音被改变成撒旦的声音了。
You see, Satan said, if you just eat of this tree, you will be like God.
他说如果你吃了这树上的果子你会成为神。
And that's why God doesn't want you to eat.
那就是神为什么不让你吃。
And even Adam disobeyed the voice of God.
亚当和夏娃没有顺从神的话。
And sin came into the world.
于是罪就来到这个世界。
Now I want you to turn to the 11th chapter of Genesis.
然后我们来看创世纪的第十一章。
And I want you to notice chapter 11 of Genesis, the very first verse.
我们来看创世纪十一章的第一节。
Many years have gone by since the experience of sin coming into the world in the Garden of Eden.
很多年已经过去了。当我们来到第十一章的时候。
And now in chapter 11, verse 1, we read, Now the whole earth had one language and one speech.
这里说到天下人的口音、言语都是一样。
I want you to notice that this one language that was spoken there was a fallen language.
这里所讲的语言也是堕落性的语言。
It was no longer the language that God first gave to Adam.
这并不是神起初给亚当的语言。
This is the language of a fallen man and a fallen generation.
这个语言成为一群堕落的人的语言。
It's a language of pride.
是人的骄傲的语言。
It's a language of personal exaltation.
是一个从推崇个人的语言。
It is a deceived language.
是一个欺骗性的语言。
A language that speaks and says, we will build a tower to heaven.
这个语言说我们可以建一个塔一直通到天上去。
So that we will be known, everyone will know who we are.
所有的人都要知道我们的名字。
And so the tower was being built.
于是这样的一个塔就建起来了。
And God looked down.
神来查看。
He said, I will go down and I will confuse that one language.
于是神就指着一种语言变成错乱。
Verse 5 to 9, I want you to look at that. 11, 5 to 9.
十一章的五到九节。
But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built.And the Lord said, Indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language. And this is what they begin to do. Now nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. Come, let us go down, and there confuse their language, that they may not understand one another. So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of the earth.And they ceased building the city. Therefore, its name is called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of all the earth.
第五节，耶和华降临，要看看世人所建造的城和塔。耶和华说：“看哪，他们成为一样的人民。”都是一样的言语如今既做起这事来以后他们所要做的事就没有不成就的了我们下去在那里变乱他们的口音使他们的言语彼此不通于是耶和华使他们从那里分散在全地上他们就停工不造那城了因为耶和华在那里变乱天下人的语言 言语，使众人分散在全地上，所以那城名叫巴别。
Now chapter 11 verse 1 says there was one language, one tongue.
创世纪十一章一节说，天下人的口音语言都是一样。
And what language was it?
那种语言是什么呢？
Was it English?
是英语吗？
Was it Chinese?
啊，是中文吗？
Was it Korean?
还是韩语？
Was it one of the African languages?
还是非洲的语言？
我们都不知道。But we do know that it was a deceived, proud, arrogant language which caused people to want to exalt themselves.
是一个欺骗性的，是一个骄傲的语言，让他们能够让他们自己推崇自己。
You say then, where does the Chinese language come from?
那请问中文又是从哪里来的呢？
Where does English come from?
英语又从哪里来呢？
Where do all the languages come from?
那全天下的语言又如何而来呢？
Right here at Babel, the languages were confused.
一直到这里，到巴别，语言就成为变乱的。
And the Chinese could not understand those who spoke English.
那么讲中文的就不懂那些讲英语的。
Unless they became a student of Chinese or Chinese became English speakers.
除非他们学习彼此的语言。
So that you meet somebody who speaks a different language, you say, 我不明白了，我听不懂了。
你遇到一种讲别样的语言的人，你就不明白，不懂。
And from this moment, the languages and the people were scattered all over the earth.
到这一刻的时候，语言跟人就分散到各地。
Why did God do that?
神为什么要这样做呢？
Because the original language that God gave has been distorted by Satan.
因为神原初的语言被撒旦破坏。
And now God says, I will confuse the language and communication in this world that we live in has caused this nation in this world to be divided for too many years.
那么神就要把这样的一样的语言来错乱，使人分离。
There has not been the way that God wanted it to be, where everyone had harmony and was able to comprehend each other.
原初的那样的一并不是一个和谐的一个一从神来的。
And that's why the progress of the world has been hindered through the various languages of the world.
于是人类的进展也因为语言的不一而受到一些拦阻。
Now we're living in 2011.
我们今天活在2011年。
And all of the languages are now readily understood because people can study the different languages.
到现在很多语言大家都能够彼此沟通了。
I wonder how many of you speak English and Chinese. Raise your hand if you
speak 讲英文和中文的，好多人都是啊。
Okay. How many of you speak Mandarin and Cantonese?
又讲国语又广东话的。
How many speak Mandarin? No Cantonese.
只讲国语不讲广东话的。
How many speak Mandarin? No Fukien. Fukien.
有讲国语不讲福建话的有吗？
How many of you speak Tamil Indian language?
有多少讲印度话的？
How many of you speak African tribal language?
甚至非洲部落语言。
So you go to Africa, you cannot talk to them.
如果不是的话，你在非洲就不能跟他们沟通。
You hope maybe they speak a little English and you can speak English to them.
你希望他们也讲英语可以跟你沟通。
But you see how that language has caused our whole world to have lack of understanding for one another.
那我们看到不同的语言使人类不太能够彼此沟通。
But God had a solution for that.
但是神对这个问题有一个解决方案。
You say, what is the solution?
神的解决方案是什么呢？
We find it when God said to his disciples, Jesus spoke,And he said, I'm going to ascend to heaven, but you wait in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power, and ye shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost part of the earth. Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
直到耶稣对他的门徒说，我将要升到天上去，但你们要在这里等候，那天上来的能力，使你可以你们成为我的见证。从这里一直到地的末了。
And so those who were obedient to what Jesus said, they went to the city of Jerusalem.
那么门徒遵照耶稣的话，就去到耶路撒冷。
And that's when we come to Acts chapter 2.
我们就来到使徒行传的第二章。
I would like you to look with me at Acts chapter 2 for a few minutes now.
我们来看使徒行传第二章四到十二节。
As we begin Acts chapter 2, you will find that they were all in the upper room in one accord, in one place.
我们来到耶路撒冷，看到门徒都在马可的楼上，他们在一起祷告。
It is the day of Pentecost.
那就是五旬节的日子。
50 days after the crucifixion of our Lord in the Passover feast.
就是主被钉50天后。
And they are assembled together in obedience to God.
他们一起的聚集是因为顺服神的声音。
And as they are in the upper room,
当他们在楼上的时候，
suddenly from heaven there is the sound of a rushing mighty wind.
突然间有一个大有能力的风来到他们中间。
I believe that the wind was as strong as any wind that had ever been heard before.
这一个大风是一个他们前所没有经历过的一个大风。
But then there was another supernatural manifestation.
那么跟着下来又有一个超自然的显现。
Because it says that cloven tongues or divided tongues sat upon each one in the upper room.
于是就有火焰如同舌头降临到他们个人的头上。
I see a tongue on your head.
他看到一群火在这里。
Oh, cloven tongue like as a fire, divided tongue.
这是一个像火焰一样的语言舌头。
Are you in the upper room with Jesus? You are here. But you have a tongue on your head from God. All right? Many, many tongues on every head.
很多人的头上都有火焰，如同舌头。
Were these tongues from heaven or hell?
那这些舌头是从天堂还是地狱来的呢？
从天上来的，是不是？
是从天上来的。
Where were they from?
从哪里
来的？ From God.
从神来的，
是不是？对不对？天上来的。你睡觉吗？天上来的，是不是？对不对？谢谢。But now these were languages that they began to speak. Never mind.
这样的语言，使到他们也能够说话。
And there were many from all the nations that were gathered there in Jerusalem at this time.
那时有很多人从别国来聚集在耶路撒冷。
Every nation of the then known world was represented there.
那当时所知道的世界的人都有参与，都在场。
And I want you to know, beginning with verse 8, it says, How is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born?
第八节说，怎么听见他们说我们生来所用的相谈呢？
That means that Galileans who could not speak in these languages were supernaturally speaking in other language.
也就是说，当时的加利利人因着超能力，他们能够说出别人的乡谈。
These were tongues and languages unknown to them.
这些乡谈对他们本来是不知道的。
But they were known to those who were there.
但是对于当时在场的人，他们知道。
You say, how wonderful!How wonderful if right now the Holy Spirit could come upon us and one would begin to speak in African here, another speak in Indian, another speak in Aramaic or Arab Hebrew. Wow. That's what happened in the upper room.
你说这是会多么的奇妙，假如说今天此刻圣灵来到我们中间，我们开始讲非洲话亚拉伯语， 和印度语各样的语言。
Who wrote these words in the Bible? It was Luke, wasn't it?
当时是路加把这些记录在圣经里。
He was there and he witnessed them.
他把这一切都记录下来。
And Luke was one who spoke in a language he'd never spoke before.
他能够讲他没有讲过的语言。
Was the language from heaven or from hell?
是从天上来的还是从地狱来的呢？
Was it from God or was it from Satan?
是从神还是撒旦来的呢？
The supernatural ability to speak was from God.
这样一个超然的声音乃是从神来的。
You see, the languages were confused at Babel.
在巴别语言被变乱了。
No one can understand each other.
大家彼此不能了解。
But what happens on the day of Pentecost?
但是在五旬节发生什么事情呢？
By the supernatural manifestation of cloven tongues, they all can begin to hear their own language.
借着神超然的能力，个人能够听到他自己相谈的方言。
What a miracle!
何等一个奇迹。
Now, this passage of scripture has brought much confusion within the church.
然而这一段经节曾给教会带来很多的困扰。
And some people are very fearful about tongues.
很多人对于方言有很大的畏惧。
And we need to understand tongues properly.
我们要对方言有一个正确的了解。
The tongues on the day of Pentecost were not just languages that were not spoken. They were spoken languages.
五旬节的方言并不是一个不晓得的方言，乃是一个晓得的方言。
And they were for the purpose of bringing unity and understanding to everybody.
它的目的是把合一性和了解带给大家。
You see, Jesus had said you will receive power, and power of the Holy Spirit would be the ability to be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and under the othermost part of the earth.
耶稣对门徒说，你们要得的能力，这个能力使你做见证，从犹大地撒玛利亚一直到地极。
And God wants his people to have a supernatural ability to be able to go past cultural barriers and understand one another.
耶稣要使他的门徒能够跨越文化的差异，使福音能够传出去。
That'sPart of the reason why the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost.
这就是为什么五旬节的时候圣灵要降临。
Now, we read in the encyclopedias, and one of them is in Encyclopedia Americana, that a missionary who traveled throughout Asia, who was St. Francis Xavier, and he was a Roman Catholic, when he would come into a new country,And it says in the encyclopedia, he could speak the language of the people.
我们在百科全书里都读到一个宣教士，当他来到亚洲，去到一个部落，他就奇迹般的能够讲部落的语言。
That is written in the encyclopedia. You can look at it.
那是在百科全书里有记载的。
A supernatural ability to speak in a language of a country where he went.
他有一个超然的能力，在他所到的乡村能够用当地的语言沟通。
Now I sometimes am complimented by people when I go to China, Taiwan, or speak to Chinese.
那么Pastor Rick 也常遇到各样的亚洲的语言，当他去亚洲跟当地的人沟通。
They say to me, "Oh, you speak Mandarin."
他们说你讲中文国语。
他们给我高脑子袋。And I tell them, 我马马虎虎的。But by God's grace, I am able to speak and communicate, at least to bring the message of Jesus to people in Mandarin.
感谢主 ,Pastor Rick 能够靠主的恩典用中文用当地的语言把福音传出去。
In fact, in mainland China, I have spoken and preached in Mandarin.
他在中国大陆曾用中文讲道。
Now the truth I'm preaching today, I need to have an interpreter because it's not easy.
这并不是一个很容易的事情。
But you know, God wants to place upon us the ability to love and to bring the message of the gospel to people throughout the world.
那是神的旨意，乃是让我们把福音带到全世界所有的人。
And we need to say, Oh God, give me supernatural language ability to be able to speak your word.
我们甚至求神给我们这样一个超人的能力，能够用各样的语言来传福音。
That is the wonderful gift of the birthday of the church.
那就是教会诞生那天神给教会的礼物。
Listen to those in other countries and other people who heard their language spoken.
我们看到从各国来的人他们所赞叹的事情。
I'm going to let him read in Mandarin. I will read in English beginning with verse 9. This is a test of your ability to read all of these, my brother. Okay. Parthians,
我们
Medes,
伯提亚人
Elamites,
以兰人和住在米索波达尼亚
Those dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judea,
加伯多加本都
Cappadocia,
亚细亚
Pontus,Asia,
伯里加庞菲利亚埃及的人
Pamphylia,
并靠近古利奈的
Egypt,
吕比亚一带地方的人
Parts of Libya, adjoining Cyprus,
从罗马来的旅途中
Romans,
或是犹太人
Grecians,
或是近犹太教的人
Arabs, verse 11,
格里比和亚拉伯人
We hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God wants us to be able to communicate the gospel through the supernatural language from Him.
神让我们借着神的大能能够传讲福音。
Hallelujah. I must go on quickly to a conclusion.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
赞美神。
In James chapter 3, where we are beginning our studies on Friday night, in the third chapter of James, you read about the tongue.
我们读到雅各书来到第三章的时候，讲到我们白体里的舌头。
Every one of us have a tongue.
每个人都有舌头。
Every one of us have an ability to speak.
每个人都能说话。
Now in James we understand the danger of the tongue.
然而我们来到雅各书，晓得舌头有一个危险。
We can have tongues that are set on fire from heaven, or we can have tongues that are set on fire from hell.
我们看到舌头可以是从天上来的火焰，也可以从地狱来的火焰。
And I want you to look at James for just a moment with me.
让我们一起来看雅各书
Beginning to read with verse 5
第五节我们一起来开始看
Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire.The tongue is a fire. I want to repeat that again. The tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell.
这样舌头在白体里也是最小的却能说大话看哪、最小的火能点最大的树林舌头是就是火在我们白体中舌头是个罪恶的世界能污秽全身也能把生命的轮子点起来并且是从地狱里点着的
James says This tongue I it's impolite to stick your tongue outBut I will do it. This tongue can be set on fire from heaven, or it can be set on fire from hell.
这样的一个舌头，可以带着天上的火，也可以带着地狱的火。
I want my tongue to be set on fire from heaven.
我愿我的舌头能够带着天上来的火。
Now, if we do not have the tongue under control, by God, many times it will hurt and it will destroy.
如果这个舌头不是神来掌控，这个舌头就会伤害和破坏。
We must be very careful how we allow our tongue to be used.
我们必须要小心如何使用这个舌头。
Notice verse 7.
看到第七节。
Excuse me, verse 8.
第八节。
But no man can tame the tongue, it is an unruly evil and of deadly poison.
八节说，唯独舌头没有人能制服，是不止息的恶物，满了害死人的毒气。
With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the very similitude of God. Verse 10. Out of the same mouth proceed blessings and cursings. My brethren, these things ought not to be. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus no spring yields both salt, water, and fresh.
第九节，我们用舌头赞美那为主为父的，又用舌头咒诅那照着神形象被造的人，赞美、颂赞和咒诅从一个口里出来，我的弟兄们，这是不应当的。泉源从一个眼里能发出甜苦两样的水吗？我的弟兄们，无花果树能生橄榄吗？葡萄树能结无花果吗？咸水里也能发出甜水来。
Let me take you back to the very beginning of our message.
我们来到今天信息的起初。
God spoke the world into existence.
神借着话语创造了世界。
By a language that God gave to Adam, he spoke authority and gave names to all the animals.
神又使亚当得的权柄能够给动物起名字。
By the tongue and voice that Adam had, he was able to speak prophetically about women.
这样的一个言语，亚当也可以有预言性的来讲到女人和婚姻。
But then the voice of the enemy came, the serpent.
那然后神的仇敌蛇来了，他的声音。
The voice deceived and lied.
这样的声音是欺骗性的和谎言。
And sin came into the world.
罪恶就来到世界。
And with that came pride and arrogance.
于是把骄傲把人的自大带到世界里。
And God said at the Tower of Babel, when there was only one language, I must confuse the languages.
那么在巴别的起初人有一样的语言，神要使这语言错乱。
And that's why we have so many languages.
因此我们有许多的语言。
All over the world.
全世界都是。
But God, on the day of Pentecost,
然而到了五旬节的那天，
when the church was birthed by the Holy Spirit,
当圣灵使教会生出来，
He now brings understanding of language.
那么神把一个彼此的了解带给我们。
And supernaturally we can have from heaven the language that is from God so that we can proclaim the gospel to every nation.
借着一个彼此能够互通神可以把福音传给全世界的人。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God wants to give cloven tongues in this way supernaturally to enable us to understand one another.
神借着一个超然的能力，使我们能够讲各样的方言，能够把神的福音传出去。
I wish that I could sit down and have long conversations with all of you in Chinese.
Pastor Rick 很希望能够跟我们坐下，用中文来长时间的交谈。
And I can understand, and we can talk a little bit.
我们能够有限的能够沟通一些。
But I believe by the Holy Spirit today.
但是借着圣灵今天的工作
I believe by an interpreter who is by my side
借着翻译
that you are understanding God's heart through me today
神可以你可以了解神在 Pastor Rick 所传讲的心意
你明白吗可以明白吗可以吗
可以
吗
可以
真的吗明白很清楚吗会不会清楚 Ah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is it because of me?
是因为 Pastor Rick?
不是。
不是。
Holy Spirit,
圣灵
upon me, upon my interpreter. You can understand. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about.
借着圣灵让我们可以能够彼此能够了解。
I want to finish up now with the verse in Philippians and then one more in Revelation. And then we're done.
我们来看腓立比书然后来看启示录我们来结束今天的信息。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 to 11.
腓立比书二章九到十节。
The Apostle Paul writes these wonderful words about our Jesus.
使徒有这样的话语来讲我们的神。
He says, Therefore God also has highly exalted Jesus, and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of those in heaven and those on earth, and of those under the earth. And verse 11, every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
所以神将他升为至高又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名叫一切在天上的地上的和地底下的因耶稣的名无不屈膝无不口称耶稣基督为主使荣耀归于父神。
May God give that type of a vision and an understanding to True Light Church.
愿神把这样的一个意象跟了解赐给真光教会。
That the time will come when every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
就是有一天无不屈膝无不口称耶稣基督为主。
Because someday we're all going to be in heaven.
因为有一天我们都到天上。
And I want you to see what it says in Revelation chapter 14.
我们来看启示录的第十四章讲到天上生活的光景。
Here it tells us what's going to take place in heaven.
这里讲到天上的生活。
Revelation 14 verse 6.
启示录十四章第六节。
Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment has come, and worship Him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water.
第六节我又看见另有一位天使飞在空中有永远的福音要传给住在地上的人就是各国各族各方各民他用大声说应当敬畏神将荣耀归给他因他施行审判的时候已经到了应当敬拜那创造天地海和众水泉源的
The purpose and the plan of God is that every knee shall bow every tongue shall confess Jesus
神的旨意乃是使无不屈膝无不口称耶稣基督为主
and that is taking place even as we are here today
那今天此刻已经在发生
and we can be part of that
我们就是那其中的一部分
how do you become part of that
我们如何成为那里的一部分呢
be sure that your tongue is set on fire from heaven and not from hell.
确定我们的舌头带着从天上来的火而不是地狱来的火。
Be careful what you say with your mouth. Let it be anointed from God to bring the gospel to every creature.
留意我们口所说的话愿我们口能够有神的恩膏说出神福音的话。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
神祝福你。
Shall we stand for prayer?
我们一起起立来祷告。
This is a very personal prayer that I want you to pray.
这是一个非常个人性的一个祷告。
And you don't have to do it if you don't want to do it.
如果你不喜欢的话，你可以不这样祷告。
But if you desire to have the voice of God from heaven to proclaim the gospel, I want you to just submit yourself to God and say, God, touch me. Touch me as you did on the day of Pentecost, that I might preach the word of God.
如果你要得着这样的一个恩赐恩典，让神能够把天上来的话语赐给你来传讲福音，你可以求神来触摸你。
And as an indication that we want to receive, just lift your hand to the Lord.
那就是你举起手，表示你愿意用这样的祷告。
Pastor John, would you pray, please?
让我们一起来低头祷告。爱我们的神，我们感谢你，因为你自己舍命在十字架上来买赎我们，要让我们在你的恩典里能够在地上为你做见证，让我们如同光如同盐，把盼望把一个新的生命带给一个沉沦的世界。主，我们是软弱的一群，求主你再一次用你的恩典来充满我们，用你天上来的能力来充满我们，使我们得着勇气，得着口才，能够把福音传讲的明白。主，愿主你保守真光教会每一个弟兄姐妹，每一个朋友，让我们都得着这样的一个恩典，让我们可以成为你福音的勇士。愿主你天上降下火来，降下那恩赐恩典和恩膏，让我们众人被你的圣灵所充满，得着能力，得着勇气，得着热诚，来为你做见证，传福音，从我们所在的 Sammamish Bellevue 西雅图中国一直到地极。愿主你祝福你的仆人，祝福你的话，祝福你的众百姓。这样的祷告奉耶稣基督的名求，阿们。
阿们，阿们。Thank you, praise God. 请坐，
请坐。
谢谢 Pastor Rick 给我们这么生动活泼的话语介绍这个语言是如何来教导我们要怎么小心我们的口舌那个我的感想就是说其实我们口舌最终的目的不是为了跟人家辩论逞强，而是为了传扬福音赞美神。这是神给我们创造语言给我们口舌最终的目的，就像 Pastor Rick 刚刚在启示录所引用的最后就是要赞美神，这是我们口舌最终的目的希望我们能够都能够记住这些开始我们来介绍一下，有没有今天第一次到的新朋友呢？有吗？没有，都是老朋友好是那个这是妹她的跟 Jimmy 好久不见了，欢迎你来请大家看一下这个报告事项有蛮多的事情要报告如果你是 Youth 的父母亲的话请你注意看那下面一两样关于 Youth 的暑假的宣教活动有报名的日期请你们看一下，注意一下时间跟 Yolanda 或是 Vivian 报名。那我们有这个礼拜四晚上的教会的祷告会是在英军跟怡情家里我们非常鼓励大家去参加我们教会以前曾经有好久一段时间以前曾经就是轮流在弟兄姐妹家里祷告，那现在我们要重新开始了如果你愿意提供你的家让我们去你家开祷告会的话请你跟我们联络我想这是一个很好的那个事情你把你的家开放，然后让。